At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. Seeking sister wife. Here we are. I told Justine, I don't know. It feels like there's too much Danielle and Garrick time. I don't need four scenes with them, particularly if Bert isn't off the boat. If Bert's here, I'm in all day. I don't know.
I found it interesting. It was a little bit too much with them, but I love the brothers. Just, you can read the brother's brain when he's talking to his dumb sister. And yeah. I wonder why the brother doesn't. You'd think that the talking out the side of the mouth would be a family trait, but the brother doesn't have it, which makes him easier to watch. Garrick and his little belt, his body is weird to me. Sorry to body shame Garrick. Them drinking Folgers coffee in the red plastic container with a high-end coffee maker. I have like a crappy Mr. Coffee maker. That's what you should drink Folgers out of, which I don't, you know, you can buy some nice, decent coffee.
Nowadays, you have so many great coffee options.
How can you buy that nasty ass Folgers? I would chuck it. A homeless person would chuck it back at you. They don't want it. Well, they don't have anywhere to roast
this
coffee.
Random. We got a random
that they're living
Costco
in this house?
Order. I don't know. We got this random Costco order that was not for us, but
out
nobody
to your
came
house?
To get it. Yeah.
That's
so open
awesome.
The box. Fucking Costco size of Folgers coffee. It's sitting in my garage right now. I don't know what to do with it. It's literally like a 2 gallon drum.
Who's drinking that?
I know. That's
not
the first thing I thought of.
Folgers in your cup. Is that the jingle?
I mean, it's not 1965.
No.
There's now,
there's
you can't
so many
swing
options.
A dick without running into like an amazing coffee shop nowadays.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? There's just so many options.
And it's not much cheaper. If you go and see the coffee options at the store, even Target makes a delicious coffee. Freaking, I mean, it's ridiculous. They would buy that at my, it's disgusting. Yeah. Which makes me think, I could honestly, wouldn't be shocked if they're just, it's all fake with them.
Credit card. Yeah. I think it's all fake money is how it feels, because the way that the house is done, if you're that wealthy where you can build this custom home, you also are filling with furniture pretty quickly. That house is empty.
Oh, I haven't
it
seen
feels...
it. It's so funny what you notice and what I notice. Yeah, I didn't notice the house.
It feels still very empty.
Right.
Like where it's like,
if you have that
you
type
know,
of money.
It's a shell. It feels like a shell. And I get it. Buying a house is expensive as fuck. I can't even imagine building one. So they're probably in the red. But there's just a layer of
that. You can afford couches. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, when the brother was like, well, I mean, it's not concerning to you. Like, he's having a baby and she's like not fully committed in here. It's like, maybe you should wait till she's here. And she's like, oh, yeah, maybe. You know, I haven't even considered that. Maybe. It's like, what the fuck? How's your brain working? I don't understand that.
And then if I was upset about my husband having a baby with someone else, I would fly open the door like Kramer and just start talking about it the second. Are you calm like that where you walk in and say, I'd like to have a conversation right now. Can we go talk? Is that reality TV or is that just a normal person's brain? Is that a dream wife situation? If you have to talk to Dorian,
I mean,
you would be like, let's talk about this. Or do you just get right to business?
You know, Dorian's a very, you got to pick the right time. Cause like, if I go in and he's doing something else or he's irritated, like it's not going to be a productive
probably
conversation.
Why I drive.
So
Tyler nuts.
I will probably wait, but I will be like, whenever you're ready, like this is something we need to talk about. Like I'll do something
God
like that.
Bless you.
But
I could never say that. You know, it has to happen when it's going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right. Organically.
Oh, we're talking when that's horrible, but it might not, then it's not productive. I should learn.
Right. Right. There you go.
Well, people would love to be married to you. Nobody wants to be married to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was wild to me, but it could be. And then I just love seeing her cry when she realizes that she's not legally married to this joker. He's going to legally marry someone else, have a baby, and he's leaving behind his adult teenage kids who love the Nintendo Switch more than seeing daddy. They don't care. He's gone.
Speaking of Nintendo Switch, have you watched Atlanta this week?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Why? Who's on Nintendo Switch?
No, it was very weird. Candy had like a birthday party for Ace. How old was Ace? I don't know. And she got like a gaming truck, and that was like, they were all just like in front of screens, just like fucked up, where it was like, this is the choice for a birthday party. I don't know. It felt like,
I think that's what a lot of kids are like. I'm trying to avoid, like, I was at a hotel pool. I don't want to, this sounds like I'm a real trash person, but me and my mom have snuck in twice to this hotel pool near my house, and it's got a slide and whatever. And
wow, you made it twice and no one said anything?
No. And so,
oh, that's great.
Well, we went to this other pool. They want $100 per adult, and then it was all gated and stuff. It wasn't getting. Then we tried another
single
hotel,
time.
And this is just to use the pool. And then this one was a lot easier to get in. So I was like, we're going to get, you know, we can't. I don't know. It's trash. But I bought some gelato. I bought a cup of coffee. And I don't know.
They were trying to. Yeah.
So, all right. But we're by the pool. Kids are on their freaking iPhone and their iPad. Get the fuck off that stuff and go swimming. You know.
I know.
Like I will.
It's hard. I mean. I get it, right? Like easy. It's easy to have it happen.
My oldest kid, he was off the wagon. He was on the wagon that you're off something. He was on the wagon for the iPad and then now he's off. I let him have it again. But you know, then they'll watch YouTube on the TV. It's like it doesn't matter.
I know. There's no stopping.
But I just try to fight the zombiness. Yeah.
It was just like a weird choice because she just like dumped all the kids into a literal truck in her front yard and was like, here, everybody go game.
I see that at the festivals and stuff for kids. And I remember seeing that on New Jersey Housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I know. Yep. Tyler and I are in a constant conversation or constant argument about, I bought a Nintendo Switch real fast. Sorry, this is stupid, but I bought a Nintendo Switch for us to play like Mario Karts as if you can play on the TV and stuff. And the kids were really not into it for a couple of years, but we've had it and you can, it's actually pretty nice. It's like an iPad, but you can watch movies onto your TV, onto it, that YouTube onto it. It's not just games and stuff. And we can bowl, whatever. It's kind of like the Wii, but Tyler bought the whole Nintendo set where it has all the old games and stuff. And the kids play that. And Tyler's like, this Nintendo Switch is never going to be around for long. Like it's been around for like a decade, you idiot. I think it's the number one thing that people buy for Christmas and stuff. And Tyler and I just have this like crazy argument about it. It's like dragged down death's fights about Nintendo systems. So yeah. All right.
That's good.
But I think it is hilarious. Right. Danielle though, crying about this hole she's put herself in. Because him crying on the phone when they're talking and FaceTiming
every
her,
time
him crying, every time. It's like, get a life, Garrick.
Talk about Jack's energy. Like if somebody keep crying all the time, I understand it's healthy for people to show emotions. I'm not saying that, but like there are time and a place for tears. And this is not one of them.
Is it real or not. Fake? And now they're flying there mess. To see her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. She's an idiot.
All right. Let's see here.
I
Who
can't
else
even
we
blame
got?
Him at this point. She's going along with it like crazy. So Tasha and Ariel and Damien, whatever the hell is Sidian.
Sidian and Ariel need to be on Love Island. Would it open with the two of them still on their vacation?
Day.
I'm like,
look
at these two living their best life.
So in love. Tasha looks so sad. And she's really, I mean, maybe it's, you're not going to let your husband go have sex with some beauty queen and on vacation across the world. And I expect him, he's going to come home and be in love with her.
I think it is weird that she didn't go on the trip. Like, because if there's the ever presence of like your first wife, it's still on your mind, but like the way their relationship is developing, it truly feels like the two of them
yes.
it does not feel like the three of them. And I think that's like something she should be wary of. Yeah. Like even if they share a room, you're still doing activities together. Like, because now the three of them haven't hung out together really. And I know she was friends with her
first night. And then Tasha's looks like an idiot asking if they were intimate yet. And it's like, they already have been long done. She's pregnant.
God, she could be.
And the way that she can imagine being on the phone with your husband and this other gorgeous woman is like they're at a sunset on the rocks having a bonfire saying, we'll talk to you later. We love you. We'll always care for you. And you're always in our minds. I mean, it's human nature to be upset. You can fight it all you want. It's bizarre.
Yeah, it is. And but the mom doesn't buy the bullshit either.
The mom calling it a cult. But then bringing up that they were raised because they're probably broke living with the brother. They probably just couldn't afford to live on their own, really, is probably the reality of it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Sidian?
What do you mean?
Do you think that he's really like down with the polygamy lifestyle, or he's just going to wake up one day and be a man and just say, hey, I just didn't think this would happen, but I'm just in love with Ariel.
Oh, no, I think he's in.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's legally going to be married to her again. These women are just letting their.
Oh, they're not married?
No, because she said they have to because of the green card. She's going to legally. I would have thought she was already married to Tasha, but the mom was like, wow, she was really shocked. I wonder when Tasha was talking to the mom versus when she when. Oh, she was talking, saying he was in the Philippines.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she visited when he was out of town.
Crazy.
Yep. All right, let's see who. Oh, the Davis family making their official decision. Their draft pick is in. Danielle's the pick.
She's cute. Oh, the Davis. Okay, I'm getting mixed up.
Yep. I think that's right.
The draft pick is in. I love it. No, you're right. Yeah. I don't seem like Davis family to me.
Is this one of the first? No, we've seen other successful recruitments where they actually bring somebody in. Yeah, we saw it with like that one family that ended up in
their mind. I need to see a year from now that she's still around. Where is she?
Especially when they bring the fourth.
You're right. And
I don't know. I just also think you're 21. You can make a terrible decision at 21. And at 24, wake the fuck up and be like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's I don't like the preying on the weak and the young that both of like Marcus preys on the weak. Davis's, they prey on the young. I don't like it.
Yeah. Marcus, the girl that he's on the date with seems like a strong woman, but maybe I feel like she thinks maybe she's just had a bad bout of dating and she's with Marcus and won't stop it.
Next
so she's,
you know,
still,
she's like, god damn it.
Yeah. Like Tinder's not working the way it used to. Right. And now she's stuck with I don't mean to make fun of not make fun of, but just bring up a man's height because it's you know, to be shorter like that, it has got to be hard.
He's
but
so
it is
short, though.
It's fascinating to see a man with such bravado with to be that.
I think you got to. It goes one of two ways.
Yeah.
Either you're the nicest guy in the world or you're.
That must stem from the childhood playground where you got to buck up, right?
Exactly.
Be the lion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to say, I don't hate Marcus.
Yeah.
He's nuts, but the way he sells this lifestyle cracks me.
No, he's selling it. Selling it. Last time when he was like multiple streams of income, it literally sounded like if you were trying to get somebody into a pyramid scheme, the shit you would say.
And this one, he's like, they'll be like, hey, sis, you got to be with her tonight. Be with him. Be with her tonight. We're all here for each other. Just imagine. It's just funny. And oh, then the other wife slipping in on the bed in the morning to chit chat.
Yeah. Loved it. I don't know what made me think of this. Something you said. I tried to watch the Shania Twain documentary on Netflix last night.
Ugh,
I got like
depressing. Mom and dad are dead.
No, I just got like 10 minutes.
Husband left her.
A few things. Shania Twain is one of those people to me that you, if you look at, like you never quite get her face.
Never recognize her. Never.
Like, never understand her face.
Who is she?
So the second.
She's like one of those pictures from the 90s that you have to like put your nose up against and move back. Yeah.
100%. And then when it starts, her voice, like if I heard her talk again, and I'll never go back to watch it, but like I didn't even know who was talking. Like she doesn't have a memorable voice to me. And so her face is weird. I did really like Shania Twain, like when I was a kid. So I'll give it a shot. Her.
Yeah.
I gave it a solid like 10 minutes. And then I did a ton of fast forwarding just to try to get to like stuff I cared about. And then
I don't
gave
give
up,
a flying.
So.
I don't care about her life.
I thought
whatsoever.
Maybe it would be like an interesting story, but it wasn't developing that way. And so I abandoned ship.
I think she'd be a great like American Idol judge or something.
Yeah. She's something
so
like that
lovable.
To, like,
she gives off a real sweet vibe.
Yeah.
Her and Harry Styles. I'd love to watch them have sex.
Yeah, and she's still touring and shit. So, I mean, people are,
I'd see her
it's
in concert.
Funny to watch people lose their mind over like a Shania Twain, you know, just to see how many people used to be at her concerts and shit. It's like, man, there's a star for everyone, you know,
everybody
has their like holy,
like I'd watch
holy grail
J-Lo
artist.
Play Scrabble. I'm that interested in her.
Right.
But I don't, I could care less about Shania Twain.
Exactly.
But I like
this
her.
Is what I realized, right? Yeah. Is that I don't care, but I gave it a shot.
I like your Beyonce review too. You're hilarious. You're like, thank you for your patience.
Well, I felt the pressure. It's fantastic though. Those of you who care about Beyonce, it's a great album.
Good for Beyonce.
The more I read about it, the more I listen to it, the more I enjoy it. I drove home from San Diego to Las Vegas, you know, 4.5 hours. I played the album the entire time. As soon as it was over, I played it again. I played it again the entire time. So I spent a solid 4 hours in a bubble of my own making. Yeah, merge the other side.
Did you cry, dance, sing? What do you think?
No, didn't cry, but I'm definitely singing. I mean, it's great. It's like a dance album.
You take your top off and flash your tits at some truck drivers.
Yeah, told Sterling.
Wouldn't that
away
be hilarious?
Dancing.
You imagine you take your shirt off. Oh God, that's great.
All right, what else we got here?
Did you like the movie The Sweetest Thing when you were younger?
I did.
What would you give that?
With Cameron Diaz?
Yeah. Isn't it weird that Cameron Diaz and Selma Blair, not Cameron Diaz, Christina Applegate and Selma Blair have, and I think Selma Blair has it worse, but MS, which is so heartbreaking to see that.
I know. It's terrible.
God.
Yeah, I loved that movie. I watched it a lot back in the day. Like I've probably seen that movie 10 times. I'd give it like in the 80s. It's a solid movie. What would you
give Michael J. I love it. Yeah, 9 out of 10. Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. This could be wrong information, but we Googled it. Both says that they have Parkinson's. Or does he have Parkinson's? But that's the wrong.
Who's
movie.
Christopher Lloyd?
He's the guy who was in Back to the Future with him.
Oh, okay. I know Michael J. Fox does.
Parkinson's, right? Isn't that weird? Isn't that a weird coincidence?
That is weird.
Yeah. So. I'm on a trip where I'm kind of worried about how much I use my earbuds. Do you think that they could be causing cancer and a brain tumors? I'm being dead serious. Do you think with the frequency?
Never thought about
ears?
It.
Okay.
Oh,
I Googled it today, which I shouldn't have. It says it's not.
Oh, okay.
It says it can pack in your earwax enough to where it would cause inflammation in your body. But I just wonder because I wear them sometimes.
Have you ever done that earwax thing?
No, I haven't, which I would love to.
Oh, you should do that. A candle. So you light a candle and you lay on your side and it just like pulls all the wax out of your ear. It's disgusting. You should do that.
I would love to go to a doctor and have them do it too.
They do that too.
Yeah. Does the earwax, I've heard people say it doesn't work. It really works.
Yeah, I did it once in college. It definitely worked.
How much comes out? Does it feel better?
Like a lot.
You feel like you could hear better?
I don't remember, but I would recommend doing it once every decade. Clean them out.
All right. Okay. Anything? Anybody else?
What else? No, that was it, right? Aurelien, Sidian, Danielle, Garrick.
I'm excited about Tasha and Ariel the most. Who are you?
Yeah, I think that'll be good because it's a real authentic connection. So I want to see the next layer of like the dynamic and what it looks like. Yeah.
And Tasha. Yeah,
I think it'll be good.
Tasha fell down some stairs, according to Starcasm. I think Sidian or Ariel pushed her.
Oh, but interesting.
That's alleged. Tasha's got real criminal energy. Am I wrong on this?
I don't get that vibe at all.
Okay. I do.
I guess like what I could see her doing is like one day she's dressed like that. The next day she's like a 60-year-old woman, like robbing a bank. Like I could see that
Yes.
Like maybe she could be have multiple personalities.
Right. Like she's multiple person. Yeah.
Something there.
She's interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right, guys. That was all over the place, but we'll be back before you know it. We love you.